This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Refugees in Poland fleeing the war in Ukraine and say that they have mixed feelings about the talks between Russia and Ukraine. We get more from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says the signals they are hearing from the talks are positive. Natalia Yanikova is a Ukrainian who lives in the U.S. but was visiting Ukraine when the war started. She says the talks are necessary, but...
As the history shows, Russians never keep their word. And it would be... I really cannot predict what the outcome of that will be.
Tatiana Parminska is a refugee from Chernihiv. She says, I hope for peace because we have no strength anymore. Children are suffering, and our city and everything. And then we need to restore everything. So that's why we needed to stop. President Zelensky says sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine must be guaranteed.
That is AP correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. And what appeared to be a coordinated action to tackle Russian espionage, at least four European allies say that they are expelling dozens of Russian diplomats. The expulsions announced on Tuesday come against a backdrop of relations between Russia and the West Bank that have been plunged into a deep freeze following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The Netherlands said it was expecting and expelling 17 Russians who it described as intelligence officers masquerading as diplomats. Belgium said it was ejecting 21 Russians. The Czech Republic gave one Russian diplomat 72 hours to leave the country, while Ireland told four senior Russian officials to leave altogether. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has now signed a bill making lynching a federal hate crime. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In a Rose Garden ceremony Tuesday,
it's the law.
Okay. Surrounded by lawmakers, administration officials, and civil rights advocates, President Joe Biden signed into law the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, making lynching a federal hate crime.
Lynching was pure terror.
The bill was more than a century in the making. Congress first considered anti-lynching legislation more than 120 years ago, and legislation failed nearly 200 times. The bill is named after Emmett Till, a black teenager whose brutal killing in Mississippi in the summer of 1955 became a seminal moment in the civil rights era. The Reverend Wheeler Parker is Emmett Till's last living cousin.
It's a long time coming. You can't deal with the negative side of it. Why did it take so long?
Mike Cross.
An Arab gunman killed at least five people in a Tel Aviv suburb Tuesday before he was fatally shot himself. That's according to the National Ambulance Service. In a third deadly attack in Israel in just 1 week, the shooting raised to 11 the number of people killed by Arab gunmen in Israel over the past week, the sharpest spike in attacks on city streets in years. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the killing of Israeli civilians and stressed that the killing of Israelis and Palestinians would only lead to a deterioration of the situation, cautioning there against retaliatory attacks by Jewish settlers and others. The Saudi-led coalition fighting rebels holding Yemen's capital plans a unilateral ceasefire to begin early Wednesday ahead of the holy Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. The Houthis rejected the proposal as meaningless without the coalition fully reopening their country's ports. Haitians have taken to the streets to protest over the increasing insecurity turning violent in places like one southern city where people were alarmed and stormed the local support and airport and attacked a small plane owned by a U.S. missionary group. At least one person died, five others injured, including four police officers, in the confrontation between protesters and Gideon Cherry said the person was a protester who was shot but didn't say whether police were responsible. The protests coincided with the 35th anniversary of Haiti's 1987 constitution and follow other protests. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.